Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth Kay, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Is this your year to get organized? Maybe this is your year to get rid of some of the stuff you don't need. Or maybe this is the year you're going through a major change and you're trying to think, how can I keep it all straight? Well, today's guest can help. I'd like to introduce you to Britt Blackwelder, who's the owner of The British Way, a professional organizing service. Do you need some organization? I feel like we all could benefit from that. So I'd like to welcome Britt to the podcast today. Thanks for being here, Britt.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Do you feel like this is the time of the year when people are really trying to get in touch with you to get their office or their home or their life organized?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So many people think, okay, new year, fresh start, let's get after it. So yeah, absolutely.
Now let's talk about how the British Way started before we get into exactly all the different ways you can help people organize, because there's a play on words here. Yes, your name is Britt, but it has to do a little bit with your upbringing. Am I right?
Yep, you're exactly right. It does. So my mom is British, my Nana, my Aunt Margaret. So they have all kind of taught me everything I know about how to organize. So it was really perfect, the British Way. I kind of have my own method for how I like to help people get organized. And so that's a component of it. Yep.
Let's talk about homes. That's where everything starts. And there's a lot of, you know, unorganization. We all have the junk drawer, or we have that drop-off place on your counter.
Yes.
Or the back room, the mud room, if you're lucky enough to have one of those. And they just seems to always become a mess. I know there's always a pile on our island in the kitchen, and it drives me insane. What do you do when you go to someone's house and
yep.
they say, look at my life, I have all these messes. Where do you start?
Yeah. So what I really like to start with is, so first of all, I do a complimentary half hour consultation, and that's in the person's home. So what I really like to do during that time is walk through their home with them. I listen for buzzwords. You know,
ooh,
we always are in this space. This space gives me anxiety or a headache. So I really try to pick up on a lot of those clues. I'm jotting down notes. And then at the end of it, we'll kind of come up with a prioritized list. So to your point, it might be the kitchen, it might be the junk drawer, wherever that biggest pain point and headache is where I really like to start out and focus. So we'll come up with time to get back together. My number one thing, and I think this is probably the most important thing that I tell people, you have to pull everything out. Everything. So it sounds really overwhelming. It sounds like it gives you anxiety right off the bat, but that is really the best way. If you just try and pull one item out, two items out, and that's kind of you're done organizing, you're really not going to get the effects that you're looking for. So you have to pull absolutely everything out, and then you're much more intentional about what you want to keep versus trying to just pull out those one, two, five things that you think are going to get you to that organized place that really just might not.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They say that when you're going through your closet, too.
Yes.
If you're like picking and choosing clothes that you want to donate or sell or not,
because
you might have some surprises.
Yes.
Maybe that find of, I never, ever, ever, ever wear this, forgot this was here,
yes,
get rid of it.
Exactly.
Type thing.
The things that are tucked away far in the back that you can't see, you can't get to.
Now, when you do this process, mm-hmm. are your clients there with you? Like, are you both physically going through these items?
So that is my preference, but every client is different. So I have some clients that say, I totally trust you. If you think it's junk, get rid of it. I prefer to work hand in hand. And that's mainly because of course, I don't want to get rid of something that they want to keep, but much more importantly, I don't want to keep something that they're willing to get rid of.
Yeah.
So that's my preference.
That would be bad.
Yeah. And then also, they're kind of learning alongside me. So, you know, I do love to kind of show people how to do it so they don't feel completely dependent on me. You know, maybe I kickstart a journey for them. I've had people that say, that was all I needed. I just needed that one project to get me going. And now I feel like I can tackle other rooms in my house.
Without revealing all of your secrets, what are some of those tips for people listening that they can take away and maybe start today when it comes to trying to get organized?
Yeah. So I really kind of say, you know, start small. If you start small, it might give you the kickstart that you need to keep going. So start small. Maybe that's your purse. It sounds small, but I mean, I'm a little crazy. I clean out my purse probably 3 times a day.
Do you really? Oh, you know what? I feel like I'm going to grab my purse right now. Hang on. Because I always say that women's purses become like their own little CVS.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hang on. I'm grabbing my purse here. I do not do this 3 times a day. Oh, my gosh. I did not know we were going to do this.
So,
here.
And I didn't even bring my purse in because I've kept it kind of like very simple. I've got my notebook and just my phone. But
well, things they have a purpose.
Oh yeah.
I want to see if there's something that I could like get rid of.
Sure.
All right. I have my external hard drive because it's basically like my work coming home with me.
Great.
So I need that.
Okay.
I have my little makeup bag because we had television today for Channel 12.
Sure.
So I had to have that.
Okay. Yeah.
This is something I'm selling on Poshmark. So this is my label I need to put on my package.
Okay, got it.
Let's see. Wallet.
So far, so good.
Keys. Headphones. 2 packs of gum.
I have 2 packs of gum. Two different flavors.
2 packs of gum. A tampon, because, I mean, come on. Pen. A protein bar. What is this thing?
But I will say, too.
Oh, my gosh. I have a luggage tag in here.
Do you need it?
No. In here, Brent.
I mean, just in case you hop on a flight later, right?
I think I got this for free somewhere. Okay, so that's probably something. Other than that, it's pretty clean.
Yeah, but you've also said, I feel like you've said you're a pretty organized person. Am I right?
I do get a thrill out of being organized. I just find that if I'm not organized, now I'm making all this ruckus, putting all this stuff away here. If I'm not organized, it stresses me out.
Sure.
And it makes me crabby. It just does. And
yes.
I know that it overflows to other parts of my life and my relationship. I mean, every morning when I come into work, the guys tease me. I have my to-do list in my calendar and I transfer that to our daily show planner.
Yes.
So that I can cross off things.
Yes.
But I know that I need improvement. And in my regards, it's that stupid pile on the island in the kitchen.
Yeah. So if you, so part of what I say too is, you know, everything should have a home. If it doesn't have a home, get rid of it.
But what about, like, I'll tell you what's in that pile.
Yes.
It's mail that I'm getting to, but not in that moment.
Yes.
Like, maybe it's a bill, or maybe it's those coupons that they send that I haven't cut out the coupons yet. Like,
sure.
It's that kind of stuff. Like, where
sure.
do I put that stuff?
Yeah. So, you know, I do say, you know, kind of just getting a little bit sort of ahead of even that is when you walk in your house, it's kind of you're opening the mail as you walk in the house. If you have an opportunity to do that, you've got a spot where maybe, you know, we have a recycling bag. So as soon as I open it, I don't need it. It goes into the recycling bag.
Oh.
If I do, that's what maybe ends up on the counter for tomorrow or something like that. If
or maybe
you have
a bin
things,
for
sure.
This is my stuff I'm getting done today.
Yeah. And if you have space, maybe in a cupboard, you know, that's right kind of in that landing spot that you can say, okay, the first tier is going to be something that I need this week. The second tier is going to be something that I need this month. The third tier is going to be something that I need next quarter.
Smart. And it
you
just
know,
looks
to kind
better.
Of, it looks better. You can buy pretty acrylic dividers and it makes you feel better about having these things. You've got it labeled. You know exactly where it is when you're looking for it, those things that you need this week. And then maybe you can check back in with that filing, you know, system and say, oh yeah, I needed this week and I kept it here for a reason.
That's a good idea because then you know exactly where your priorities are at and you can physically see,
that,
like you said, if you have it tiered.
Yes. And it can be, you know, I know that a lot of folks walk in, they just put it right down. But if you can try and make a conscious effort to put it where it goes. If you have kids, you're teaching them good lessons about coming in, putting your backpack on the hanger, putting
That is a struggle in our house. It's like the boys in the house want to just, their shoes just come off right there.
Yes.
Like right when they walk in.
Yes.
And then the backpack goes right there. And
yes.
I always say, if there was a fire in the house, and we had to run out in the middle of the night, we were going to trip over shoes and backpacks.
Yes. Yes.
So that's where we need some improvement in our house. But
yes.
Perhaps there isn't a designated spot.
Yes.
Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah. Designated spots are huge. And in really just thinking about, you know, once you do go through everything, you're kind of categorizing things. Okay, these are all mail paper items. Great. Let's set up a system. You know, these are all maybe food, snack items. Let's put them back where they go. These are all pens and, you know, notepads. Do we have a little station where we put those kinds of things? So really just kind of thinking about how can I make this easier on myself to maintain on a regular basis?
Yeah.
That's what's huge.
And do you think, this may be a dumb question, but labeling it, do you do that? I mean, does it pay to say, snacks
for some people
go here in the pantry?
For some people, that's the big difference. And it can be, if you do
then
have
kids can read
kids
it and see
that are of reading age.
Yeah.
Or if they're not, you can maybe color things so that they know, you know, green are snacks, red are desserts, or whatever that might look like.
Right.
But yeah, labeling is huge. For some people, just seeing that and making it as easy as possible can make all the difference.
Well, there was 2 years ago now, I think, my husband surprised me and repainted our laundry room / kind of mud room. It's like right off the garage when we walk in. And we hated that it was still the old color from the previous owners, but it was so low priority because it was the laundry room, mud room. We had other things to do in the house. And he did it as a Mother's Day gift to me, which was awesome. And he, you know, we had these like shelves that we put up and everything. I did not realize, Britt, how much that room stressed me out. And it was the room I last see when I leave the house and I first see when
yes.
I come into the house.
Yes.
We both said that.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, where should I start? The garage.
I was going to say the garage is
the
big
first,
one.
That's really the first place pull in and pull out when you're leaving the house. What a difference. And I just said to Eric, why did we not do this sooner?
Yes.
My gosh, we are in this room every day.
Yes, yes.
And do your clients kind of give you that feedback too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Garage is always a high priority, to your point. Kitchen, the island. Those are big spots. A lot of times, you know, mudroom, maybe it's their kids' room. Pantry is massive. I feel like you see gorgeous pantries all over Instagram. That just seems to kind of be a big thing. And so
I know my spice cabinet is
spices,
out of control.
Spices.
What's your tip for spices? Can I ask you really quickly?
So spices,
alphabetical,
a lot of people,
or what do you do?
So I will alphabetize the ones that I use most commonly, and then I'll put the ones that I rarely use in the back. And, you know, organizers everywhere might be saying, what? You're breaking all the rules. But that's what works for me. So I don't want to mix in all of the spices that I don't use regularly and have things that are at the back, turmeric that I might use often, that's way in the back just because it's a tea. So I personally like to keep the ones alphabetized up front that I use most often, some of the things in the back that I might not use as often. And really those spice tiered spice racks are really helpful. Otherwise, if you have a spice drawer, there are great liners that you can get that will keep them in place and keep them neat and organized.
I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah, which those are great.
Spices in a drawer.
Yeah. A lot of people do that because they might not have a lot of cupboard space. And so, but they've got a drawer that's right next to their stove, for example, which is super handy. You're right there. So you're using the spices.
Look what we're learning here from Britt.
Yeah. So those are really great.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Another area that's actually something that I've learned has become a client favorite is under the sink. So you might not think about it. Typically, under the sink is ugly. It's got the pipes. It's got, you know, your garbage disposal. You just kind of shove bottles down there. If you can get one of those Lazy Susans and put your Windex, your whatever it might be, in the turntable, you've got it under your sink. It spins. It will bring you so much joy.
Oh, I bet.
It is great.
Because I don't think we have much of anything underneath the sink.
Then you can put those long bins on the right-hand side, which you can pull out, which are really nice because typically the back of under the sink is really hard to get to. So if you put a long bin in there that you can pull out, that you might have your rags, your magic erasers, those kinds of things in, you will quickly transform under your sink. And it's pretty
awesome. And
then
it becomes a useful space.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you say to someone that would say, well, I want to get organized, but I don't have the space to do it? Because I feel like that's, and I don't know if this is what we do here in America. We just feel like I need a bigger home. I need a bigger car.
Sure.
I need bigger cabinets.
Sure.
Maybe sometimes that's the case, but is it, or is it just you have too much crap and you need to get organized?
A lot of times it's the latter. So
I could say it, Britt can't. You have too much crap, people.
A lot of times it's the latter.
I think like I need bigger cabinets.
Sure. Yeah. No. And a lot of times too, it's repurposing your space. So a lot of times folks are not taking advantage of their vertical space. So you might think all I have in my closet is a rod and one shelf. So there are ways to organize up. And so you can really take advantage of a lot of your vertical space. I find that you can, in a tall cupboard, you can put a mini shelf inside of a cupboard to give yourself the two tiers, which is also really
good
helpful.
Idea.
There are a lot of things where it's, you might think you don't have a lot of space. You might just not be using it in the best way. And so that's another piece of kind of what I can come in and recommend as well.
What is the most interesting space you've had to organize?
Oh my gosh, the most interesting space. So
will you go anywhere and organize?
I'll go anywhere. I don't really venture into more the hoarding situation simply because that is a sort of specialty all on its own. And there's a sort of a psychological component
very
to
much
that.
So, yeah.
And I don't want to, say that I can help someone when they might need some additional services.
That's a good point.
Services.
But like, will you go in? I mean, you go into offices,
oh,
right?
Yeah, offices. So I've done, helped, CEOs in their offices. Kind of after hours. They don't want somebody to know that there's an organizer coming in.
Her name is Britt. It's the British way.
So basements though, garages. For me, I hate when people say that they are nervous to have me come in. They feel like they're going to be judged.
Yes.
For me, I have organizer glasses on. So for me, almost the worst.
Because that's
the
what
worst
I think
it
about.
Is, the better. Not to mention the transformation is that much better. So, and I'll be honest, I'll be a little bit vulnerable. I have a cleaning lady. I'm not perfect. I don't do everything myself. I delegate out tasks in my life that either I'm not the specialist in. I don't want to spend my time doing. I want to spend my time doing something else. And so that's
time
where,
is money.
Yeah. So that's where, something like me comes in.
Well, and you talking about not judging, you also think about when you go see a doctor, you're calling a professional because you need help with something.
Exactly.
And that's what you are, the professional.
Exactly.
You're there to help.
Yeah.
And when it comes to people that have, maybe they're dealing with a transition in their life.
Yes.
Maybe now it's our kids are in college and what do we do with this room?
Yes.
Or we have an elderly parent moving in and we have to make some changes. Will you work with those types of people too?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I feel like we could talk for hours. Yes. So a lot of times, just a couple quick things on that. A lot of times parents feel like they're hanging on to things for their kids. Their kids don't want a lot of those things.
That is a really good point.
It's huge.
Yes. We are still getting stuff from my in-laws' house.
Yes.
Of my husband's.
And
he has so many boxes of shoes.
Yes.
I'm like, why did you even hang on to this stuff? Because we're going to just get rid of it.
Right. And if we want something, typically we want one item to represent a collection.
But that's emotional.
It's emotional. And that's okay. I tell people, if somebody is really having a hard time parting with something, I'm not going to come in and tell them to part with it. I have things like that. Very sentimental, emotional things. Those are fine. Keep those things. Those are not the things. And then also, I do help seniors sort of declutter, purge, get ready for that next stage in their life. I help baby boomers that want to start that downsizing process. I help folks that are either pre or post remodel. So they have a kitchen remodel that's coming up. They need to pack everything, but they don't want to pack everything that they don't necessarily
really good that you do that.
Want to keep. Pre-baby, so in that nesting phase. So I don't discriminate. I'll pretty much organize anything.
The British way. Britt Blackwelder. You can find her at thebritishway.com. Your Instagram account is beautiful.
Thank you.
Definitely follow her on Instagram. It's at British Way, but remember, it's British with two T's. Anything that you'd like to add before we wrap this up, which, by the way, we'll link everything up at 991themix.com.
No, I just appreciate it so much. And it's just a passion of mine. I love helping people and helping them figure out how they can, you know, turn their clutter and chaos into calmness and clarity.
Oh, beautiful words. I could tell that you have like a twinkle in your eye when you talk about it.
I do.
That may seem cheesy, but you really do care and yes. You want people to be happy and their space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And remember, the first time she comes to your house, it's complimentary. You kind of get a game plan from there, then figure out exactly what your needs are. And maybe you'll have her come to your office after she comes to your home. Thank you so much, Britt, for being here. This is really helpful.
Thank you.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.